91-year-old Abigail Kowananakua is referred to by many as Princess. This is an honorary title given to descendants of Hawaii's last ruling royal family, which she gets through her grandfather, David Kowananakua. Here's Kalani Akana, historian for Haleona Ali'i o Hawaii, a royal society established to preserve ancient Hawaiian wisdom.
The royal line comes from David Kowananakua, who was actually an heir to the throne as designated in the Constitution by King Kalakaua.
King David Kalakaua ruled Hawaii from 1874 to 1891. He and his wife, Queen Kapi'olani, could not bear children, so they adopted Kapi'olani's sister, Kekaulike's, sons, including David, who would be the only one to have children.
Kalakaua and Kapi'olani adopted the three boys, Kawananakua, the oldest, Kuhio, and Edward Kili'ahunui, as they hanai them, you know, in the Hawaiian style, but also designated them as the heirs to the throne.
Kawananakua's tie to this constitutional designation is the main reason she and the family are considered the Hawaiian royal family. The princess also traces her royal lineage to the last ruling chief of Kauai.
We look to her as our princess because of her genealogical ties not only to Kalakaua, through Kekaulike, but all the way down to Kamuli'i. She is the oldest surviving descendant of King Kamuli'i of Kauai.
Royal lineage, a constitutional designation, what else could a princess need? Money. Princess Abigail's grandfather David married into money when he took as his wife the eldest daughter of wealthy industrialists and one of Hawaii's largest landowners, James Campbell. As one of more than 170 heirs to the Campbell estate, the princess's trust is worth an estimated $215 million. But for Akana, Abigail Kinoiki Kekaulike Kawananakua is more than her money or her status. She is a symbol of Hawaiian tradition.
We look to our ali'i. These are all the people we look to as being our traditional leaders, the traditional sources of our mana, traditional keepers of our history. In truth, they hold no title, right? Because there's no constitution in the state of Hawaii that would recognize that. But we recognize that. We recognize that. And that's all that matters to us.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.